Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 057. Yes, this is episode 57. Old Heinz 57, if you will. We have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of tech tidbits, as always. A little bit of TPN info. Again, pretty much mostly the same stuff there. One little caffeinated bit for you today, and as always, plenty of great PodSafe music. Today's selections, again, from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Alright, everybody, we'd just like to start off the show and say that the Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So if you're listening to this show over at the stream at the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com, then you can find this show at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. So I hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everybody's made it thus far to a hump day, middle of the week, so to speak. I never really did like that. I always thought that was very... 9-to-5 centric, you know, what happens to the guy who, gets off Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you know, then, like, hump day would be, like, Sunday evening for him, you know, I don't know, it's been kind of a weird couple days for us, here at the house. We're trying to, finish up the baby's room nice and, make it look all pretty before everything happens. We're trying to do it pretty much by the end of this weekend, and, just keep getting thwarted at every turn. So you've already heard a little bit about the trials and tribulations associated with me doing the floor on my own. But, yeah, let's just suffice it to say that they have continued. We realized rather belatedly that I did the staining and the pretty much everything wrong with the floor. So we're just trying to get out of this relatively unscathed at this point. Working pretty much nonstop after we get home, trying to get everything all settled, because we're deathly afraid that Jen's going to actually deliver early, so want everything to be in place, still have some furniture to put together, that kind of thing. That's about enough for the information from here, us here at the house. Not too much has changed, so nothing to really update people on. We do have plenty of great tech news today. We're going to make this a little bit shorter of an episode, or we're going to attempt to make this a little bit shorter of an episode. I've been rambling on more than a little bit over the past couple episodes, and frankly, I'm very tired tonight. So while I did come downstairs around 10 o'clock to actually start doing this episode, I kind of passed out in the middle of the floor. You know, one of the cats came down and was playing with it, and passed out for about, I don't know, maybe a half hour or so. So I had a little power nap, and we're ready to go here. Before we start things off here, just like to say that today's selections from the PodSafe Music Network are some of the more popular artists that are over there, and there's a reason for popularity, you know? You always wonder why that kid was popular in school. Yes, it was because his parents had more money than yours did. I mean, there's no other reason for it. Seriously, you were a nice kid. But, no, these artists here are very, very good. People always tend to flock towards things that are good, so at least I hope they do. Because we've been getting a little bit more listeners lately, so either that or it's people just watching the crash, you know? A bunch of people gathering around the scene of an accident kind of thing. All right, well, that's enough of that kind of talk. First up from the PodSafe Music Network, we have the song from the Candy Butchers called What to Do with Michael. Heard on the Daily Source Code, the Delta Sierra Charlie with Adam Curry, and several other shows. But now you're going to hear it on this one. Again, here's the Candy Butchers with What to Do with Michael.
They met in Paris in 94. Or was it 95? She was there studying. Of the
the sun, not like anyone. It just needs time to heal. They met in New York a few months later. He was still living alone, hugging the bar and masturbating. Never answered his phone. Their first date was a movie together outside at Bryant Park. Well, the spirit of St. Louis just went on forever, so they drank wine until they saw stars.
Great song from the PodSafe Music Network. So I hope everybody out there enjoyed that, and you've been enjoying a lot of the music that we've been throwing out there. Because if I do say so myself, some of the stuff that we've been listening to over the past couple shows has really been some good stuff. So, alright, first up on the Tech Tidbits section here at the Caffeination, both in work and at home, we've had a little bit of a technical support mayhem kind of week. Had to call tech support both in work for Dell and at home for a vacuum. So, Dell versus Dyson. Which one do you think would have the better support? Alright, let's start off with Dell. If you go over to puzzlepiecepro.com/blog, you can read my little trials and tribulations with the Dell tech support in full. I actually think it's somewhat witty, but probably not after being looked at through the lens of another person, but still. Yeah, so it took almost like 20 minutes to talk to an actual person. Plenty of misunderstandings. The person did not understand what I was trying to get across. So, it was pretty much a waste of almost an hour on the phone when everything was all said and done. But tonight, call the Dyson hotline, which is, I believe, 1-866-MY-DYSON. The phone rang once, and an actual human picked up the phone and said, "Hello, welcome to Dyson. How may I help you?" That is what I'm talking about. Even if it's somebody who knows nothing about the product. I mean, if Dell could just do away with all the other goofy little enter your express service code here, press 3 if it's a wireless problem kind of thing. If they could do away with all that and just have a person route your call, I would be in much better mood. First of all, their music irritated the hell out of me. But that's neither here nor there. Dyson, not only was this person nice and efficient and answered on the second ring, but they were also the technical support person. So when I was started going through the different problems, you're all thinking, how many health problems can you actually have with a vacuum? All right, let's just suffice it to say that there has been a bevy of problems with both the vacuum and everything else in the house over the past couple days. So anything that can go wrong will. It's been a wild ride here, shall we say. So, right now, at the end of this episode, there is a beer waiting for me as a kind of job well done for the day. Not even saying that it was well done, it's just the carrot at the end of the stick, you know what I mean? Sitting over there glistening with its little dew-like perspiration on the side of the bottle. I shall be imbibing you shortly, my friend. With all their talk about Dyson never losing suction, they are correct, except the fact that their hotline didn't suck one bit. It just so happened that Dell has all the suck all over it. So that's one thing. And basically, head on over to my blog to read exactly what happened with the Dell support, but it was a ridiculous situation. All right, now another thing that's been getting to me a little bit lately. Remember how Microsoft used to have that paperclip with Office? So I'm like, hi, I saw that you're trying to write a letter. Would you like me to help you? No, go away. I'm writing a letter. I'm fine. But it's never there when you need it. It doesn't have all the answers that you want. Well, now, when you install Microsoft updates, you can't just keep working on the machine after the fact. Oh, sorry about that. No. You can't actually keep working on the machine. Every 10 minutes it pops up, say, yeah, you know, you really should have restarted. Please restart. I know you're doing stuff, but could you please restart? Please? 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 And it just keeps going and going and going. It's like every 5 minutes the little pop-up pops up from the bottom right-hand corner of your screen and says, yeah, you know, remember all those updates I told you about? Yeah, you still haven't restarted. So I understand what they're trying to do, but I don't know, just every once in a while, it seems like whenever I'm in the middle of trying to do something, I'm like, yeah, fine, download all the updates, update the computer, I'll get around to restarting something after I go through a couple things, and just irritating. The podcast was delayed because of that as well. So again, if you haven't installed all the latest Windows updates from windowsupdate.com, you might want to head on over there and make sure that you have them. Or that pop-up might pop up and tell you that you need them, but still. Alright, on to some more interesting stuff in the realm of tech tidbits here. For all those Firefox users out there, there might be signs from another world if you look at the first link up in the show notes over at caffeination.com. But Strangers in the Night, apparently a group of students from the Linux Users Group in Oregon State University, created a crop circle that looks like the Firefox logo. Now, I don't have the final diameter was around 220 feet, and it's in an oat field in Amity, Oregon. It took 12 people from roughly around 3:30 p.m. Friday afternoon until 2:30 a.m. So that's a whole lot of stamping down oats. You really have to see it to believe it. Head on over to the show notes and check that out. It's pretty funny looking. All right, let's see what else they have. For all of you who are YouTube addicts out there, you were sitting there looking at tried to find out what exactly was wrong with YouTube yesterday. Apparently, they had a database problem, and the site was shut down for about 5 hours. So I'm pretty sure that same kid who flipped out when MySpace went down for a couple days was probably flipping out when YouTube did the same thing. So all the kids who were sitting there in the middle of the summer trying to share their videos and all that had nothing to do but go outside and play. I mean, seriously, the horror. So I have a little article linked up there. It turned out to just be a small database problem, but you know what? Every site needs a little bit of downtime. MySpace's downtime was much more unexpected and much more unmanageable. So interesting. All right. Even though that MySpace went out yesterday, they seem to have come back with a vengeance here. What they're doing now is by within the next 18 months, YouTube is aiming to have every music video ever created online and have them available free of charge to its users. Now, you're not going to be able to download them. You're just going to be able to share them between each other and put them on web pages and stuff like that. So that's interesting. Can't wait to see little old Dire Straits videos, Money for Nothing, on there. I also wonder exactly what would that do to the artist's licenses. Because, I mean, seriously, if they're offering it for free on YouTube, does that mean that I can play the Dire Straits video on this podcast? I mean, you won't be able to see the actual video associated with it, but the audio is the same thing there, so I don't know. That's probably one of the things they're going to have to try and hash out there. Another post from over at Slashdot, but apparently people are declaring war on the caps lock key. They say it is a pointless key. There's no reason to have it, and it's using valuable real estate on your keyboard, an inch and a half of keyboard real estate that's probably better used for something else. A couple of people in the comments section of this said, oh yeah, well, I work in the medical industry, and we need the caps lock key, and a couple other little things there, but basically it comes down to, if you need to enter things in all caps because of a proprietary piece of software, the programmer should have thought of that and converted everything to all caps. So I'm actually kind of behind this. There really doesn't seem to be a big reason to have a caps lock key anymore. Nobody really needs them except preteens who like to shout, but just hold down the shift key at that point. Come on, seriously. There has to be another cool key we could put. That's where the NE key's supposed to go. Okay, I see it. Alright, let's see what else we got here. Oh yes, treasure hunters. AOL is apparently digging up people's yards now. No, they're not looking for all those coasters they've been sending you every year, but apparently they had a lawsuit against a spammer, and they successfully won, and they're looking for gold and platinum bars that the company suspects this guy hid in his parents' backyard. So they have court orders that allow them to dig up people's yards that he might have hid this information in. Alright, a couple little things from the quick hit sections where we're just going to go through stuff, want to let you know, make you aware of it, and then we're going to move on. First of all, happy 50th birthday to the hard drive. Yes, that little piece inside your computer that lets you store data and turn off the computer and have it there when you turn it back on, it turned 50 years old. There's a link up in the show notes about that one. Alright, on to... there's a contraption over at Sci-Fi Tech Blog that is part Razor scooter and part treadmill. For some reason, you're supposed to walk on this thing on a treadmill while you're on a bike. I don't know exactly how this is supposed to work, but it's supposed to give you more exercise. Yeah, you know what? At this point, you have no dignity left, and you really need to just, you know, get out and walk. You don't need special contraptions to make you look that dumb. The helmet does it, buddy. All right, what else do we got here in Quick Hits? Another What Were You Thinking? If you remember back when we were talking about the Tunebuckle, a company recently released another little instrument of a similar purport. What this is a belt buckle that plays videos. I don't want anybody staring at my crotch, but still, it's a very odd idea, and I don't really know exactly what they're going to do with it, but still, it's there nonetheless. You can check that out in the show notes. The sports cars that we talked about, the $90,000 all-electric Tesla sports cars, the pre-order is done, so in case you had an extra $90,000 or laying around, you might want to send it to us instead. They have all sold out. The pre-orders are complete, and they might be opening up a second batch later on, but still. So that's good for the economy and good for the environment all at one point in time. And after Pluto retained its planetary status, now three other things are attempting to become planets. Both Pluto's moon, Charon, and a round asteroid named Ceres, and an extra solar system planet. I don't know, I forget what this one was called, but apparently it's just UB313. That has a nice ring to it, right next to Uranus and Pluto and Neptune. UB313. Yeah, it's definitely a little mythological name for it there. I think they're kind of screwing with the naming schema at this point, but all right, and for those of you who are not in the know, Dell has owned up to the fact that, yes, in fact, this is a problem that their laptops explode spontaneously. This is not a new feature you weren't aware about and you got for free. No. So you can head on over to DellBatteryProgram.com to check and see if your laptop is one of the lucky winners. They will send you a new battery for free. This one hopefully won't explode, but yeah, so 4.1 million batteries have been recalled. So if you bought a Dell in the past year or so, actually I think it's a couple years, you might want to head on over to the website and they will tell you what you can look at on the back of your laptop to see exactly if it is one of the ones covered. So should be definitely useful, and hopefully everybody will head on over there without thinking twice just to make sure, because, I mean, at this point it's your safety, not ours, but still. All right, and we're going to file this next category under things that should have already been done. Now, I got a lot of positive comments when I said, you know what, Classmates was there, they had all the data, they had everybody registering, but they could have been huge. Instead, they charged money for it, and they're kind of like a middling social networking thing at this point. MySpace is what Classmates should have been. That I will stand by that, because I don't think that Classmates realized the value of the data that they had, the value of the connections that they were making. And it still irritates me that they haven't figured it out. But there's a bunch of other products that have come out recently, which is, you know what, this is the kind of thing that people should be focusing on. And if you remember the Segways from a couple years ago, and every once in a while you'll see a picture like we actually debuted or showcased a picture of Steve Wozniak playing Segway polo, and they were supposed to revolutionize the way people walked around, and they're kind of stupid. They look sort of like a pogo stick with wheels on it, and they're kind of weird, little geeky. Well, how about this? There's a contraption that looks alarmingly like a Segway, except it has certain kinds of restraints built into it, built for people who no longer have the use of their legs. So rather than have them in wheelchairs, it has them standing upright with supports. It's for people with spinal injuries, so that they are once again at the same eye level they used to be. So this would eliminate the need for a lot of the handicap accessible tables, toilets, and, or I don't think toilets at this point. Oh, that might actually be a design flaw considering this, but still. It would eliminate the need for a lot of the handicap accessible problems that exist in the world today. I mean, these things look relatively small, very maneuverable, and they seem to operate on the same basic set of instructions that Segways do. Basically, you lean it in the direction you want to go. And after probably about a 5-minute learning curve, you're pretty much zipping around doing whatever you want to do. So if they work the kinks out of this, this could be a wonderful invention for handicap mobility. So we'll see exactly where that one goes. What else do we have here? We also have a wonderful little invention for the new realm of body armor that is hopefully going to be out there. If you haven't really thought about this, but the our men and women in the military are pretty much over there with body armor that's less than stellar in its ability to protect sensitive areas of your body, especially the joints. And it's basically because, I mean, what kind of armor would you be able to design that's light enough to wear, movable enough to provide, you know, like a range of motion in an elbow area or a knee area, but still could stop a bullet? I mean, these are serious questions here. Well, there's a new kind of body armor out. It's called liquid armor. Basically, it's fabric made from liquid. It prevents from stabs, bullet shots, a whole bunch of different things. And it's incredibly light and easy to wear. Basically, it's an entire system. It's an entire mesh system filled with liquid somehow that reacts to pressure in various areas. They were shooting bullets and stuff at it, and it barely budged the fabric. They were stabbing with things that looked like stiletto knives, and nothing happened to this stuff. So, very, very interesting idea, and I hope that this one gets put into place as soon as possible to help out our troops over there and wherever else they are. Actually, this would be a wonderful thing to make like cop uniforms out of. If they can make it discreet enough, it'd be great. But still, all right. That just about wraps it up for the Tech Tidbits section here today. Before we get into the rest of the show, we're going to throw down another PodSafe Music track from the PodSafe Music Network. Here we have a band called Three Blind Mice and their song, "What Your Face Is Not Enough." Again, here's Three Blind Mice with their song, "Your Face Is Not Enough," from the PodSafe Music Network.
I have gone to town on you, and you have let it be. I will not hold to love's old dream that I no longer. So long gone, I'm too green. A grass I kissed, a lazy life goodbye. And I'm so good to go, but I think I'm about to cry. Back in the early days, just your pretty face had me believe. What I didn't know, your face is not enough. I am giving up the ghost and walking in my sleep. The thing that we both fear the most is what come to be. Just so you heard me right, I said goodnight. I might be gone sometime, you know. I might be gone for good if someone else says take my hand. I kind of think that you should. Just your pretty face had me believe in a God. 10,000 nights ago, what I didn't know, your face is not enough. I've been sent to save myself by climbing. Believe in a God.
Some Ice and their song Your Face Is Not Enough. Hope you enjoyed that song from the PodSafe Music Network. As always, we appreciate if people send us comments, suggestions, hate mail, whatever else. If you like the kind of music we're playing, please tell us at caffeination@gmail.com. You can join our MySpace friends account over at myspace.com/caffeination. You can find this podcast at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. All right, looking in here, we have the TPN info. Oh, my God, I cannot speak tonight, so we're going to wrap this one up pretty quickly here. TPN info, as always, this show is listed over in Blueberry at Blubrry. It's a social podcasting network. All the shows over there requested and signed up to be listed so that their listeners could better find other shows that interest them. So if you like shows about coffee, you can go over there and click on the little tag that says coffee, and you'll find a whole bunch of other related things. If you don't care about coffee and you just like technology, you can go click on that. So I'd heartily suggest that people head on over there. I actually have a link to directly to our show's portion over there, so you can see exactly what we have listed. Again, our survey is now live, so either in the show notes link, should you see it on the website or in your email, or if you could go to the website, caffeination.com, all the way down on the right-hand side, you'll see a little button that says Take 5. We're asking people to please fill out the marketing survey for us. It shouldn't take more than like 3 or 4 minutes. We're just trying to make a better podcast for everybody and try and make sure that we're getting to the right kind of message out. You know, this lets us know if you don't want to hear about certain things, stuff like that. I'd really appreciate if you could head on over there and spend 3 or 4 minutes doing it for us. Thank you very much. And then, as always, you can head on over to podcastawards.com. Two of the member shows, while voting is done, two of the member shows over there have been nominated. The Mike Tech Show in the Science and Technology category, and the Rookie Designer Podcast in the Education category. So, let's see. The winner will be announced. I know. The winner is going to be announced at the Podcast Awards Expo, or the Podcast Expo. So I'll let you know exactly how that happens and what exactly goes down with that. So head on over there and check out the shows that have been nominated. They have had over 7 million hits. Was that 7 million or 7 billion? Still, it's a lot of hits either way. That's 7 million hits since the voting went live. So over 7 million votes for different shows. That's impressive. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. But all right, and one last little thing for today's show, the caffeinated bits, again from Hackaday. Man, these people are churning out some great stuff over at Hackaday.com. They have a homemade scrounged coffee roaster, as they call it. This thing looks pretty cool, actually. It's a little contraption that sits over a gas stove and actually roasts your coffee beans for you. Now, I haven't seen anywhere around here where you can get unroasted coffee beans, but still, more power to you if you're willing to build something like that. You can send the you can go over there and check that out. But that just about wraps it up for today's episode. Like I said, we're trying to wrap it up nice and short. Still ended up going over a half hour, but thanks for sticking with us through this, everybody. We're trying to make the best show possible here. Just sometimes just doesn't seem to turn out. I'm trying, I swear. Again, you can send all your listener comments, hate mail, everything else over to caffeination@gmail.com. You can find this show at www.caffeination.com. We're a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.